The following was brought to you by Laugh From Literacy Studios. Read it with a smile. One Flew Over the Flu. Written and narrated by D.M.W. Lewis. 2016. I felt horrible. My stomach felt like it had been twisted into a pretzel. It felt tossed and turned into a salad. My sore body felt like it had fallen off a cliff and crashed onto the ground. I was so hot, I might as well have been laying on the sun. I had the flu. My mom had made me chicken soup, but I did not feel like eating. She put on my favorite show, but I could not enjoy it.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
She came in and out of my room to check on me as I slept on and off. I was not getting any better. At 8:37 that night, the door creaked open in a weird way. It did not have that mom sound. It opened slowly in a scary movie type of way. A bright light shined in from the hallway. I closed my eyes. Soft footsteps came up from behind. They did not sound like my mom's. I hid under the blanket. The bark of my dog made me jump. I looked over and he was right in my face. He waved his paw and walked back over to the door. He wanted me to follow him. I stood up slowly and zombied over to the door. My dog barked, then walked into the blinding light. I lost track of his shadow. I decided to follow him to see where he went. On the other side of the door, I found myself in my backyard. There sat my dog in the pilot seat of a small, red plane with a propeller in front. It was spinning fast. My dog had on pilot goggles. He waved his paw again, so I hopped into the back seat of the plane. He flipped a few switches and we started rolling forward. The plane took off and zoomed over all of my neighbors' houses. We flew over the school, over the mall, and then to the football stadium. My dog made the plane do a flip, then we landed on the field. The whole crowd stood and cheered for my dog and I. Suddenly, the stadium started shaking. I gasped. My mom was shaking me awake. One Flew Over the Flu. Written and narrated by D.M.W. Lewis. 2016. This production was brought to you by Laugh-Room Literacy Studios. Read it with a smile.